This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated in the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include the suspected armed drones using the potential threats to the civilian and the military targets. According to the defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Faisalka, Lalgarh, Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet and Lakhinala. All the armed drone target at the civilian area in Firozpur, resulting in the severe injuries to the members of the local family. The injured have been provided medical assistance and the area has been sanitized by the security forces. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining high state of alert and all such aerial threats have been attacked and enraged with the counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and the prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. The citizens living in the border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit the unnecessary movement and strictly follow the safety instructions issued by the local authorities. It was said that there is no need to panic, heightened vigilance and the precautions are essential. The Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along with the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of Indian Air Force said that the Pakistan has attempted infiltration at these locations from Leh to Sikri on Thursday by using these drones.
Along the international border and line of control, drone intrusions were attempted from Leh to Sarkreek at 36 locations with approximately 300 to 400 drones. Indian Armed Forces brought down a number of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. The possible purpose of these large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the AD systems and gather intelligence. Forensic examination of the drone debris is being undertaken. Preliminary reports suggest them to be of ASIS Guard Songar drone of Turkey.
Wing Commander Vyomika informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, the armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy the air defense radar. She said that Pakistan also carried out the artillery shelling across the line of control using the heavy caliber artillery guns and the armed drones, which resulted in some losses and the injuries to Indian Army personnel. She added that Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire. The wing commander also criticized Pakistan for using civil planes as a shield.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that the Pakistani army violated the Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting the military infrastructure. She said that not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons at the line of control. She added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the defense systems and to collect the intelligence. She added that the forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and the initial reports suggest that the Turkish ASIS Guard Songar drones. Briefing media on the occasion, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri emphasized that the denial of the attacks by Pakistan is yet another example of duplicity. He said that the strike of the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed in Bahawalpur is a fitting response to the brutal killing of the Wall Street Journal journalist Daniel Pohl, who was killed brutally. The Pakistan lambasted Pakistan for targeting the schools and the religious practices along with the border of Jammu and Kashmir. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Rishi said that it is new law even for Pakistan. Replying to the query, the Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of Kartarpur Sahib Corridor has been suspended till the further directions. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which is considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of the IMF programs in case of the Pakistan giving its poor track record, and also on the possibility of the misuse of debt financing funds for the state-sponsored across-the-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and the sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan. In this statement, at a meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of the cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and the donors to reputational risks and the mockery of the global values. The IMF took note of the India statement and its abstention from the vote. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting with all the three service chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy in New Delhi amid the escalating India-Pakistan tension. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the meeting. Prime Minister also met with a group of the Armed Forces veterans. These included former Air Force chiefs, Army chiefs, Navy chiefs and other veterans. Sources say that Mr. Modi had an extensive interaction with the veterans on the current situation. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reviewed this arrangement made by the rail operations in view of the escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed that the railway officials to coordinate with the various government agencies and to operate the trains to help the people in the border areas. He said along with the regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per the requirements. On the instructions of the railway minister, four special trains were operated from Jammu and Udhampur yesterday. The Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman has directed all banks to remain fully alert and prepared to deal with any kind of eventuality or the crisis, ensuring uninterrupted access to the banking and the financial services. In a meeting while managing the directors at the CEO of public and public private sector banks and the insurance companies, the minister stressed that the critical role of the banking and the financial sector is ensuring the economic stability during the challenging times. The finance minister also asked all the insurance companies to provide timely claim settlements at the uninterrupted customer service. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that the food reserves of the country are sufficient. Mr. Chauhan urged the citizens to remain calm at the time of this emergency. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, he added that there has been a bumper production and the conditions are also favourable for the upcoming crops. Meanwhile, Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi said that the traders, wholesalers, retailers or the business entities engaging in trading of essential commodities are directed to cooperate with the law enforcement agencies. He added that any person indulging in hoarding or stockpiling shall be prosecuted under the relevant sections of the Essential Commodities Acts. In the major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement concluded successfully yesterday in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the first round, followed by a series of virtual discussions held between the port partners, which lays the groundwork of all the in-work meeting. The ministry said that the constructive negotiations were also held across all areas of FTA, including the trade in goods and services, trade facilitation and mutually beneficial sectors and economic cooperation. Both the countries reaffirmed their common vision and the mutual understanding to the work towards the future-ready framework and include to FTA this year. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the BWF Tapai Open 2025, a BWF World Tour Super 300 event at Tapai Tawan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.